Hey.
Do you need a stand?
I don't need a stand. We're here, not in the studio, on location with Steve from Books to Prisoners. Steve, do you want to tell us who you are, what Books to Prisoners is, and why you do it?
So my name is Steve Merlin. I have been a member of the Books to Prisoners group here in New Orleans for about 6 years, give or take. And it's something that exists in different forms in a lot of cities. And the different projects are closely linked in that they work together, but they're not centrally organized. It's not like there's one group nationally that runs them. But they're all very similar, and all of them exist to send free reading material to folks who are locked up, mostly in either federal jails or state jails, not so much people who are awaiting trial just because they get moved around a lot, but people who have actually been sentenced. And every project that exists in many different cities, Champaign-Urbana, Seattle, Portland, New York, New Orleans, I think there's one in Chattanooga, and there's one that just started or is in the process of starting in Gainesville, Florida, and also one in Jackson, Mississippi that's even newer. All of them send books completely without charge to different parts of the country, or in some cases, the whole country. And all of the ones that I've ever seen operate basically on the principle of somebody sending a letter to say what they're interested in, and then the project sends those books back, or something as close to what can be found in a library.
Someone on the inside or someone on the outside is sending a letter?
It's the folks who are actually locked up themselves.
Yeah.
And generally speaking, it's all individual letters for individual people.
Yes.
But we get a lot of people who share envelopes just because resources are limited. We every once in a while get letters from libraries because a lot of prisons have libraries that are not particularly well stocked.
Mm.
And so we will get librarians who often themselves are people who are locked up who've been given this position. Mm-hmm. And we'll get a letter saying
they know how to library and they're inside. So they're using that knowledge to request materials.
Right.
Better themselves. Why do we care? Just to be a jerk and ask that question.
No, it's a good question, and I think that it's something that has come up a lot in debates in Louisiana about why we should spend money on criminal justice and why it matters. And ultimately, those folks are coming home.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
There are plenty of folks who, especially in a place like Angola, are not going to come home. Which doesn't mean that they don't deserve to be educated or to pursue the interests that they have.
Yeah.
But most people who go to jail are coming home. Mm. And part of the cycle that gets people there is a lack of educational opportunity before they go to jail. And if you have the time where you're sitting there and you have 23 hours a day in a cell, if you're on something like CCR at Angola, that's time that is wasted unless you're doing something for yourself.
And books are an easy way to... Mm-hmm. Better yourself and engage yourself. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah. It's incredibly important, and it's something that does not cost very much, and it creates huge dividends for the people who are involved in it. We get lots and lots of letters all the time from people who say, thank you so much for sending books. We also get some letters that are like, hey, the books that you sent me were really awful, but I appreciate so much that you did it.
Just the act.
Yeah, but the particular books that you chose for me were terrible.
Mistake.
And I'm writing again because I love you and I believe in you, but don't send books like that, because those books were really bad.
Well, a lot of us were, after Katrina, got free blankets in August, and we understand that gifts can't always, I think a lot of us understand that in New Orleans, but how do people find out about Books to Prisoners in New Orleans? How do people support?
So we have a website and also a Facebook page. I don't personally have Facebook, which is, I know, shameful, but... The website is lab2p.org, I think. It was a WordPress site for a while. And when you edit this, you should edit in the correct address. I believe right now it's lab2p.org.
Yes.
And you can always just search for us, Louisiana Books to Prisoners. It's two, the numeral two, not T-O, but two, the number.
And we announce the work night regularly from the Prison Industrial Complex newsletter, which is a Google group about different events going on around town, educational, activist, organizing, roundtable, all kinds of events about the Prison Industrial Complex in New Orleans. and statewide sometimes.
Right. And sometimes regionally, because there are, even nationally, there are events that come through that obviously have a regional or national focus, or even international in some cases.
Yeah, and we have vote-nola.org. We have people who worked on critical resistance. We have lots of people coming at the issue from different perspectives.
Right. There's Resurrection After Exoneration, working with folks who've been exonerated but don't have any resources when they get out to restart their lives. There's First 72 Plus, which is run by Calvin Duncan, a man who himself was wrongly incarcerated and is an incredible human being. And they provide services for anyone coming out, including folks who are just being released after serving the sentences for things they did do.
There's a lot to do. This is one thing to do.
Right.
Go to the website.
This is also something where you can get involved in a more hands-on way, literally more hands-on way.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the website and donate money. You can go to the website and find out about what we do. But you can also come to the work nights, which are held in a house in Gentilly, 2523 George Nick Connor, which used to be Havana. But it's near the corner of St. Bernard and Broad. And we meet Sundays from 4 to 7 and pack up books to answer the letters that are coming in. So it's a chance to see what people are asking for, which is often really surprising. You know, we get requests for foreign language dictionaries. Any foreign language you can name, there's someone who's interested in learning it, who just happens to be locked up. We get requests for people who can barely read and write, who want to get better. We get requests for people who have advanced degrees in chemistry. You know, we had one person who was writing to us for a little while, and he was looking for very, very advanced chemistry books because he had, I think he had a graduate degree in chemistry or something, was looking to go.
So if people have a lot of books and they think they can donate them, maybe they should come to the work night first to find out what books are needed, because sending things into inside of a prison is sometimes complicated. Mm-hmm. I do understand that you often need like brown paper bags and certain packaging materials.
Yeah, we send everything just packed up in brown paper grocery bags, and we can only send paperback / you know, soft cover books,
right?
Which is an important thing
to know. Yeah,
and especially with textbooks, because they're almost always hardback, which is frustrating.
Interesting.
But if people are interested in donating, they can email us, bookstoprisoners@gmail.com. Again, that's two, like the numeral, bookstoprisoners@gmail.com. You can email and let us know what you have. And generally speaking, we try and come out to folks and look at what they have and take what we can use, because books have to be in decent shape. They have to be soft cover. There's often stuff that we do use, but we get enough donations of it that we don't necessarily need more. And then there are other things like science fiction, a lot of black history, art books. You know, anything on especially how to draw is really popular. Hmm. Native American history is really popular. Dictionaries. Dictionaries are probably one of the most requested items. And again, they have to be soft cover.
That's
interesting. That's generally easy because you have those $1 dictionaries that we can buy. But they go so fast.
Yeah.
If we get a box of 100 of them, we can run through them in a few weeks. And I don't know how many packages we've sent this year so far, but typically we send about 1,500 packages, and each package has 3 to 5 books in it.
Cool. That's awesome. I didn't know that, even though I knew about this, and I've known about this a long time. So thank you so much, Steve, for doing it and talking to me about it. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.